Hallelujah. Let me read to you a little bit. Maybe in John 17. Amen. John 17. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes into heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Amen. Let me read you some more. Praise God. Let's go to 1 Timothy. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 3. And without controversy, great is the mystery. That word mystery means hidden truth. Amen. Until God gets done revealing the mystery, and it is not hid anymore. Great is the mystery of godliness. Some say, and I don't think it does any damage to the text, great is the mystery of the Godhead. Amen. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. Who was that? Who was that? Say it loud. Who was Jesus? The Son of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, amen, is who it's talking about. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Did God answer Jesus' prayer in John 17? Yes, received up into glory. Praise God. Not only was Christ the Redeemer, but Christ is the one who's able to execute this great plan of redemption. Hallelujah. He rose again from the dead to execute it. Can you say amen? You see, it wouldn't have been much good to have a Redeemer without a mediator. We had to have a Redeemer to pay the price for our sins that could go back to the right hand of the Father and become a mediator between us and God, a heavenly lawyer, an advocate. Amen. Jesus prayed, Father, glorify thou me with the glory that I had with you before the world was. I read to you in 1 Timothy chapter 3 how that he, among other things, was received up into glory. Amen. On that basis, we can safely say, glory restored. Amen. God, who was sent down and become flesh, come on. Amen. Has been restored, praise God, to his place yonder at the right hand of the Father.
Praise God.
Amen. Listen to this in Revelation chapter 1, if you don't believe God answered his prayer. He said, let me start with verse 4 and give you a background. John to the seven churches which are in Asia. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, which was, and which is to come. And from the seven spirits which are before the throne. That simply means the sevenfold perfect Holy Ghost. Amen. That's what it means. Seven spirits which are before the throne. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness. Amen. That word witness is translated from a Greek word which means martyr. A faithful martyr. He witnessed right down to death. Praise God. And the first begotten of the dead. Hallelujah. If he had not conquered death, we would have no hope to conquer death. But he conquered death. If death could have held him, it would have been because sin was found in him. But there was no sin found in him. Therefore death could not hold him. Praise God. And the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sin in his own blood. Amen. It's talking about Jesus, folks. Who did that? Say it loud. Say it louder. Who did that? Jesus washed us in his own blood. Praise God. And hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to whom be glory and dominion forever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with clouds. Who's that talking about? Jesus. Say it loud. Jesus. Say Jesus. Jesus. Amen. Behold, Jesus cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him. Who was it that was pierced? Jesus. Say it loud.
Jesus.
Say it louder.
Jesus.
Jesus was pierced. All the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Those are red letters in your Bible. Amen. That means that those were the words of Jesus. Say it loud. Jesus. Say it louder.
Jesus.
Yes. Amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Saith the Lord, which is and was and which is to come, the Almighty. Who's it talking about?
Jesus.
Say it loud.
Jesus.
Has he been restored? Amen. Did he get his prayer answered? Amen. God, who was manifest in the flesh, has been so fully restored that the revelation of Jesus Christ calls him God Almighty. Amen. But you say, Brother Collins, that's talking about the Father when it says God Almighty. Is it? Verse 11. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. What did it say in the 8th verse? I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Who's that talking about? Who's that doing the talking? It's in red in your Bible, isn't it? You think the writers were wrong? Amen. If they were, it still puts Jesus. If you say that the 8th verse is talking about the Father, it puts Jesus right back in an equality with the Father. Well, hallelujah. Since of Jesus Christ, which was in the isle, which is called Patmos, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. What did that great voice say? Amen. Let's all read it together. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what thou seest, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos, unto Thyatira, unto Sardis, unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. Amen. Now let's skip down to the 17th verse. Amen. Maybe we shouldn't skip anything. I turned to see 12th verse. The voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. Hallelujah. And in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. Who was that? Say it loud. Yeah, that's good. You're doing good, girls. Amen. If the rest of them will do as good as you do, we'll raise the roof. Amen. Hallelujah. In the midst of the seven golden candlesticks was one like unto the Son of Man. That's one of the names of Jesus. Amen. While he walked the earth. Clothed with a garment down to the foot. God wears clothes. Amen. Hallelujah. And girt about the paps with a golden girdle. Ooh-wee. Amen. And the head of his hair was white like wool, white as snow, and his eyes were a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass as they burned in a furnace, and his voice was a sound of many waters. Who's that talking about? Jesus. Say it again real loud.
Jesus.
Oh, you're doing better. And he had in his right hand seven stars. That's all that God called and God sent preachers. They're in his right hand. Amen. You know, get close to God, get close to the man of God. The Bible says, know them that labor among you. One paraphrasal says, get to know them that labor among you. Some preachers, the more you know about them, the better you like them. Some preachers, the more you know about them, the less you'll like them. You better watch that. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Amen. He had in his right hand seven stars. That's the angels, the messengers of the seven churches. Amen. And one preacher who had several seminars over here on West Side, amen, said that they were angels that God had set over churches, that God sets over churches angels to watch over them. And he differed with the idea that these were the pastor. If that be the case, what mailbox are you going to send their letter to? Amen. You'll have to get the letter to them somehow. Amen. And some of these angels got condemned with their church. Amen. Because the church rises and falls with the messenger of the church. Amen. That's why we conclude without too much controversy that these are the ministers. The angels are none the less than pastors of the churches, the overseers of the churches. Praise God. And they're in his right hand. Hallelujah. And out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. That's a lot of glory, folks, isn't it? Amen. That's a lot of glory. Hallelujah. I mean, his prayer in John 17 has been so completely answered. Amen. That now he's not the trampled on, blood-spattered body that you saw here on earth. He's the glorified Lamb of God. Amen. Whoo, glory to God. He paid the price with blood, sweat, and tears. And now he's executing our redemption. Now he's the captain of our salvation, riding forth to make good our salvation. Amen. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. Why? Ain't very many humans can stand seeing that much glory. If John couldn't stand it, I couldn't stand it either. If Daniel couldn't stand it, I couldn't stand it either. Amen. He fell at his feet as a dead man. Amen. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not. Amen. Let's read this next phrase together. I, say it, am the first and the last. What did it say? Amen. In the 11th verse, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. What did it say in the 8th verse? I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Ah, prayer answered, mission accomplished, glory totally restored to God who is manifest in the flesh. Amen. Woo, glory to God. Listen to what he said. I am the first and the last. Listen to what he said. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, let's read this next phrase together. I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Woo, you're doing good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Write the things which thou hast seen and the things which are. This is in red letters in your Bible, if you got a red letter edition. Amen. Hallelujah. I was talking to somebody a while back, and they said they hated red letter Bibles. Amen. Well, I've got all kinds of Bibles. I've got black letters and red letter. Amen. I like them all. But it's kind of handy. Write these things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven golden candlesticks is the church. Amen. Seven being God's perfect number. Praise God. And that's the church. The seven stars are the angels, messengers. Amen. That's in my footnotes here in this Bible. You probably got it in footnotes in some of your Bibles too. Amen. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. The seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. Praise God. Here we have a vision of the glorified Son. Amen. I do not think that it does any damage whatsoever to call him God the Son, because the Bible calls him God in the Bible. God. Praise God. Without mystery, great is the mystery of godliness, or the Godhead, if you will. God was manifest in the flesh. Who was that? Say it loud.
Jesus.
Jesus. Justified in the Spirit. Who was that? Wasn't he justified in the Spirit when he was baptized in Jordan? Didn't the Holy Ghost descend like a dove upon him and the Spirit justified? Hallelujah. Ah, yes, there may be a deeper meaning than that, glory to God, but I can't preach it all. Seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. Wasn't he received up into glory? Amen. Didn't he ascend from the Mount of Olives after he gave that last word of admonition? Amen. I'm going to send the promise of the Father upon you. Hallelujah. Amen. There have been many errors fostered through the ages about the Godhead. There are perhaps many mysteries about the Godhead that we will not understand till we get to eternity. Amen. But we got enough to keep us out of error. Amen. If we will read the Bible, the whole Bible. Praise God. Now, you may not consider this my area of expertise. Amen. But I've got a right to read the Bible to you and let you read it with me. Praise God. Amen. Now, I'm appalled at the fact that some great men have blind spots in our movement. If they would only stick with their particular gift that God has given them, they would be blessed. Amen. I was riding up the road the other day with a preacher friend of mine who is a tremendous, great preacher, done a great work throughout the world. And he said, "Brother Collins," he said, "I'm getting ready to write a book on prophecy." I said, "Don't do it." Amen. "Why?" I said, "Because you can have strange ideas about prophecy, amen, even preach them once in a while and get by with it. But once you put it down on paper, your hide's nailed to the wall from here on out." Amen. And so, for the most part, he didn't do it. Amen. He took my advice. At least, amen, hasn't yet, to the extent that I was afraid that he would. I didn't want my friend to come out on paper with some cock and bull ideas. Amen. It wouldn't help him or nobody else. So I said, "Don't do it." Amen. Some of the greatest men that I've ever known had blind spots. There's a reason for that. Amen. I think that God wants us to see us that they are but men. Amen. Many men are tempted to copy them. Even one of my special friends and my favorite preacher throughout the years. Amen. Even though he has drifted into some areas which are shady as far as authority is concerned. Amen. And I think personally that my very good friend should stay out of this area. And I would tell him so, and probably will tell him so, that it is not his area of expertise. And when he writes these errors down on paper, it's just going to further divide our movement, amen, and the body of Christ, and fence himself off so he can't be a blessing to our churches anymore. Amen. Here's the danger of ideas that are erroneous. Amen. I told him my stories. We talked of these things up the house some few years ago. That coming from Thayer, Missouri, several years ago, amen, I came upon a strange sight on 142 outside of Thayer, Missouri, about 3 miles or four. As I was going uphill, double yellow lines and rounding a curve slightly to the left, right there in the middle of the road at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, sat a full-grown hoot owl like a policeman directing traffic between those two yellow lines. Amen. That hoot owl didn't have no business in the middle of that road. Amen. Directing traffic. All he was going to do was get himself run over by some smart aleck kid that come by looking for something for a thrill or a kick. Amen. And I didn't want my friend, amen, that hoot owl, amen, to get run over. Well, I politely turned my van around, and it was kind of a treacherous because the road was crooked and hilly and double yellow line. And it was narrow. And I turned my van around politely, amen, and drove back as in big a hurry as I was. Sister Collins would have been proud of me. I stopped to come to the aid of my friend the owl. Amen. I pulled over just as far as I could pull with my van and not get in the ditch. And I walked over to my friend the owl. And I looked down at him. Is he already dead? And has rigor mortis already set in? And has he died standing up right here in the middle of two yellow lines? And so I reached out and touched him with my foot, and he flopped his wings a little bit. He still had reflexes. Amen. And so I said, you're going to get run over. You're in a dangerous place here. And so I picked him up. And I took him clear over to the south side of 142, amen, with him squawking a little bit and protesting a little bit, and threw him as hard as I could to the south. He flopped his wings around and around he came, and plop! Right back in the middle of them double yellow lines. At my feet. I picked him up again. Maybe I didn't throw you hard enough. Amen. And so I picked him up again. And I carried him over the south side of 142 with him screeching a little bit, flopping a little bit. I threw him as hard as I could this time to the south. He spread his wing and flop, 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 and plop. Right back in the middle of those two yellow lines. Well, I said, if you don't want to go south, I'll throw you north then. Amen. There's a big high bank there with grass in it. Amen. And so I picked that hoot owl up again. I knew what had happened by this time. He'd come down to get him a bite of that dead rabbit in the road, and somebody hit that hoot owl and knocked him out and addled him. And when he came to, it was when he was supposed to have been roosting. And here he stands, addled, in the middle of a double yellow line, on a curve and a hill, like he's directing traffic. Now you hoot owl, you're not any policeman. These lines are already drawn. They've been drawn for years. This road's already built, and it's been built for years. Amen. I'm going to have to throw you north to get you out of the road. And so I picked him up and threw him up on the bank. And the last time I seen him, he was looking out of the grass on that high bank. Amen. He didn't flop his wings and come back to the middle of the road, at least. He was standing up there in that high grass. People's come by. They saw what I was doing. They laughed at me. Amen. I was trying to save my friend, the owl. Amen. I think I did, if he wasn't addled too much. Amen. He'd come to and go back to the barn where he belonged. Back to the tree where he used to sit. Amen. I thought about, I'll put you in my van and take you home with me. But then I thought, what if I get up the road 100 miles and he comes all the way to and he's in my van and he thinks I did all that to him. And he'll take it out on me. Amen. So I decided I was better off to leave him in the high grass at the top of the bank. Amen. Now, here is the problem of error. Amen. are a one-sided, lopsided doctrine, whether it's Godhead, the rapture, prophecy, eschatology, or what it is. Amen. I went over to Randy Jones the other day to get my wife's air condition charged. Amen. And he said, "You want an owl?" And I said, "You got an owl?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "I found a little one in the road." Oh, it came back to me. The trouble with owls that get a habit of standing in the middle of the yellow line, like they're directing traffic, is, amen, that some little owl is liable to do just like them. Amen. And so you know what Randy did for that little owl that couldn't fly, that he got out of his nest too early, and it found itself in the middle of the road? He took it home with him and put it in a cage. Here's the trouble with error about the Godhead and about many other things in the Bible. Amen. The error has children. The error lays eggs. Amen. And the first thing you know, we've hatched out a whole new bunch with a spirit of error in them. And did you know that's how every major denomination has started every major new movement? We don't need a newfangled idea about the Godhead. Amen. We don't need no new revelation about the Godhead. Praise God. We've got it right here in the Bible. Hallelujah. Amen. Great is the mystery of godliness without controversy. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen an angel, preached on the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. Praise God. That was God the Son, if you please. Praise God. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Amen. Was Jesus in eternity equal with God? Yes. He was equal with God. The only thing that renders him any time in our redemptive story less than equal with God was the office he took for our redemption. Amen. And God has restored him to his place. Amen. Well, listen to it. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the Lord which is and which was and is to come, the Almighty. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Amen. If you interpret that as meaning God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, then, amen, read the 11th verse. I'm Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. Amen. No matter how you read it, no matter how you write it, no matter how you preach it, it puts Christ back in glory and equality with the Father that he had before the world was. Amen. I tell you, he's got the power. Hallelujah. Title this message tonight, Billy, He Has the Power. How do you know he has the power? Amen. It calls him the Almighty. Praise God. I know he's got the power. He's got the power to execute. He's got the power. Praise God. Hey, glory to God. He said, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Amen. And what you messengers, you preachers, you servants of God, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Why? Because when we pray in the name of Jesus, he gets into the process and he makes our prayers good. And he's got the power. Hallelujah. We may not have much. Amen. But when we pray in the name of Jesus, covered by the blood, in the will of God, hallelujah, heaven gets in the act. And he's got the power to do it. He's got the power to bring it to pass. He's got the power to save. Hallelujah. He has been restored. He is almighty. Amen. He's so almighty that all things were made by him and for him, and there were not anything made without him which was made. Praise God. He has so almighty and was so almighty before the world was, amen, that he was the instrument of creation, praise God, by whom God made the worlds. Hallelujah. Yes, amen, he has been restored. His prayer has been answered. He has been restored to the glory that he had with the Father before the world was. Hey, there's going to be some more prayers that he prayed answered. There's going to be some of your prayers, amen, answered, because he's got the power to bring your prayers to pass. Amen. He's got the power to do everything that he said he'd do. He's got the power, praise God, to perform the miraculous. Glory to God. He's got the power to give us power to preach the word with power. Amen. Oh, we may not be a too great and eloquent preacher, but he's got the power to carry our words on the wings of the Spirit and grip the souls of men, women, boys, and girls. Hallelujah. He's got the power. I listened to one of the all-gospel stations the other day. The old gentleman that plays the gospel records was reading some historical gospel trivia. He told about a missionary, I think, in China. Amen. And one day, the little boy of the missionary, 12-year-old boy, was at home, but his father was out somewhere else doing the work of God. There was a woman in a nearby city who was demon-possessed. She had tore up the house. She had beat herself against the walls. She had tore up the furniture. There was nothing that the family could do with her. Amen. And finally, as a last resort, they said, there's a Jesus man nearby. Let's go get the Jesus man and let him cast out the spirit out of the woman. And so the man got on his horse and rode hard till he got to the house where the missionary lived. And he knocked on the door and he said, I need the Jesus man to come and cast the devil out of this woman. Amen. And he said, he's not here. He said, but I've got to have the Jesus man come. It's the only hope for her to get rid of the devils that's in her, that possesses her. And the little 12-year-old boy said, he's not here. He's gone. And then the man said, well, you're a Jesus man. You come and cast the devils out of her. That little 12-year-old boy loaded on the back of that horse with that man, and they rode hard to get back to the house. And before they ever got there, amen, the devil cried out from the woman that was demon-possessed, there's a Jesus man coming to the house. Amen, get ready for him. Praise God. They got off the horse, and the missionary's son, a 12-year-old boy that had never had an experience like this before, walked in the house and cast the devil out of the woman and delivered her from the demons. How could a 12-year-old boy cast out demons in the name of Jesus? Because he is God Almighty. He's got the power, praise God, and the devil knows he's licked. And if you resist the devil in the name of Jesus, you'll have victory, even if you're 12 years old. Thank God. Boy, you talk about fertile ground for another preacher. You talk about fertile ground for another missionary. A little 12-year-old boy waded into the water and got his feet wet. Praise God, with the power of God. Amen. Anytime you say that Jesus Christ is God Almighty, there'll be somebody that'll come along and say, Brother Collins, you're oneness. That's because you're so narrow between the eyes, you can look between a keyhole with both eyeballs at the same time. That's because you're so narrow between the eyes that a mosquito could slide on your nose and scratch both eyeballs at the same time. Amen. Hey, I realize great is the controversy, and many are looking for an alibi to justify their error. And because I preached the glory of Jesus, Alto Pass, Illinois. Amen. My good old Bible teacher. Amen. Left the church and was rebaptized in Jesus' name and said it was because of my preaching that he was rebaptized in Jesus' name. It's a lie. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Amen. A sister called me a few years ago from New York and said that God showed her that I had the light on Jesus' name baptism. And if I didn't walk in the light, something had happened to my son, she said. Amen. I said, I baptize in the name of Jesus. She said, you do? I said, yeah, I baptize in the name of Jesus. Amen. And she left off talking to me on the telephone. In the name of Jesus means by the authority of Jesus. And the baptismal formula that Jesus authorized was baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Hey, amen. In the name of Jesus means, brother, that we take the authority that he gave us to do the work of God. Amen. We not only baptize in the name of Jesus. He said in Luke 24 that repentance and remission of sins would be preached in his name in all the world. I preach in his name. That is, I preach by his authority because I'm called of God. I baptize in his name. That is, I baptize by his authority because I'm called of God. And his authority says, baptize him in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. And somebody said, all of them is Jesus. No. Amen. The reason some folks can't see a Trinity is because they're fussed and fought and argued and split for so many years that they can't imagine three of them up there and getting along all this time and not falling out. Praise God. Hey, that's what it takes to make up the Godhead. And I believe in God the Father. I believe in God the Son. I believe in God the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Raise your hands and praise the living God. Hallelujah. These lines are already well known and well established. Hallelujah. And it took all of them like the unfolding of a mighty ruler. Praise God, to stretch down like the stretching forth of a mighty cable, a life-saving cable, a winch, if you please, to drag us out of the mud. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm glad for this great mystery because, praise God, in it is our full redemption. And yonder he sits with his Father in his throne at the right hand of God to make your prayer good, to make your repentance good, to make your request good, to make your work good. Amen. To make the church good, to make the preacher good. Hallelujah. He got the power. Raise your hand and praise him tonight. Amen. As we stand and as we pray tonight, Father, bless our broken remarks. Oh Lord, Help us, amen, to declare all the counsel of God. Praise God. To give Him all the glory that is rightfully His. Praise God. To humble ourselves at His dear feet, who was dead, and is alive again, and has been glorified forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. John said, brethren, now are we the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that whenever He appears, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. What we lack in seeing with perfect clarity tonight. Amen. Yonder where the toils of the road seem nothing. The things which now seem so mysterious will be bright and as clear as the day. I don't see any sense in dividing homeless folks over nothing. I don't see any sense in talking about some fuller revelation when the lines have already been drawn and well established down through the ages. Amen. We'll just be smaller and weaker and find ourselves sitting in the grass on top of the bank, looking out of the clover, waiting for us to come to from our addled condition. Amen. Hey, let's get back in the trees. Back on the wind. Back in the barn. Sounding out our message. Praise God. Amen. We'll be the better for it. Amen. He's got the power to help us to do it. As we sing, let's come around the altar and let's seek God. Amen. Hallelujah.